That? Okay, good. All right, so for this session, Marsha is coaching Jenny. Carla, you are the mentor. Okay, good. All right, so Carla,
Just a
how are
quick
you?
question. Sorry, Sherry, I think the revised email that was last sent out, I was to coach Dag and then Shelly was to coach me.
Yeah, so we had to so we made some changes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're going to coach Jenny today.
Okay,
Yep.
awesome.
Okay, good. So Carla, what are you thinking about today for your mentoring development as the mentor?
Sherry, I'm sorry to interrupt. So then, because I was on the same schedule that Marsha had, so where am I on this schedule today then?
So Shelley, you're going to be in the next hour. You are
Okay.
on, you're coaching Marsha in the next hour.
Okay.
You'll be with Jamie. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
I'm sorry
welcome.
for the
Sorry
interruption.
for confusion with all the changes.
It's all right.
People, if people, yeah, so.
Thank you.
Sure. Back to you, Carla.
So I would like to focus on ensuring that I listen actively and to be able to focus on the strengths that I'm hearing from the coach, but also to pick out something maybe that I can support her in her goal and whatever her goal is to improve on.
Okay, perfect. Great, Carla. Okay, good. So as you know, you'll talk briefly with the coach, and then Marcia has about 20 minutes for coaching and you have about 10 minutes for mentoring. Okay, and we're all going to turn off our videos. So please, Carla, please go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Marsha. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you.
Hi, Carla. I think it's your morning. Good morning.
Yes, it is good morning. And what time is it with you now?
It is 6 in the evening. I'm in New York.
Okay, so good evening to you, Marsha. And how would you like to be supported in our mentorship coaching today?
I still have the same goal. I like to nail one thing before moving on. So I still want to focus on really nailing the agreement and before moving on. So just to give you a bit of background, part of the reason why is that I'm doing some blended coaching work. So it's easy for me to just kind of jump right in and clients to start talking. And so I want to make sure that we have the best use of their time and that they're getting value out of our session.
Okay. And so how would you like me to support you as a mentor with regards to this establishing and maintaining agreement?
Yeah, so I think I love really specific feedback. So understanding maybe what is working well that I should continue doing and points on areas of improvement. And if there are specific examples, that would be awesome. Otherwise, I could look at the recording.
All right. And what do you think will support you to be able to, you said you wanted to focus and ensure this is a continuation of what you were doing in the past session, on the establishing and maintaining agreement. What do you think you will need to focus on more for you to be able to accomplish your goal?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think balancing asking the right number of questions in the beginning, understand where we're to end up or where Jenny wants to end up with creating a good space and flow for Jenny to just feel comfortable to share and explore what we're doing.
All right. Okay. So, are you ready to start your coaching session, Marsha?
I have my timer this time.
Okay, great. So you have 20 minutes to coaching, and then after that we will be speaking for about 10 minutes. Is that okay with you?
So, yeah.
All right, great. So, I'm going to remove myself from the video. You can go ahead.
Awesome. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you also.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Masha.
How are
We're
you?
paired again. We're paired again. Serendipity.
Oh, Before we get into our session, I'm curious, how did your time with your daughter go? If I recall,
thanks for asking. Yeah, it went very well. Although I must admit, to be fully transparent, last night I showed the bad side of me again with her, and my husband said, okay, you know, that wasn't very nice to her. So I do know that last night, because I was really very busy, I kind of like lost my own self-awareness. So it's kind of habitual that I do revert back to being quite harsh on her. And my husband said, you know, you're doing that again to Elizabeth. So I'm gonna make it up to her again today. So like with everything, it's like two steps forward, one step backwards. So I didn't beat myself up about it, but I did apologize to her quickly last night. And then today, you know, I'm gonna like, you know, make it up to her somehow.
Good. I have so many questions about that. I'm really curious, but I want to make sure that we get to what you intended for us to talk about today. So what
sure.
would you...
It's not about that, but thanks for checking in. It's about something else. Yeah.
Yeah. What would you like to explore today?
Without going into too much details, because it's a bit personal, it's about an investment choice. So I'm not going to go into the specifics of it. So let's just stick to, I'll just give you what I'm comfortable to say, but I will tell you what I want in this coaching session. So I have made a decision about investment after discussing at length with my husband. My husband says he's supportive, but I can see that he has got a different outlook on investment as compared to me. So we both look at very different things. I am confident in this, and it is my own money that I'm putting in. But, you know, being married, it's a partnership, right? So I want him to, I guess part of me really was hoping that he said, you know, I'm with you 100%. As in, I'm not asking him to contribute anything, but it's just me. But as a support, I want him to like fully agree and support wholeheartedly. Like, you know, I didn't get that. He said, okay, you know, I know that you've done your research and I support you, but I still sense, I'm very self-aware and I'm very empathetic towards others. I sense that if it were him, he won't be doing this. He wouldn't be making this decision. It would be no. So that's quite a difference, but I do appreciate that he's supportive. So this coaching session is not about making the decision, because I have made the decision. It's about me getting settled or accepting the fact that, yes, I have verbal confirmation from my husband that he's supportive. But at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, if this investment goes south, he will not say, I told you so. But I sense there is something there, right? And I'll try to get it out from him. Like, you know, if it goes south, you know, what would you say? What would you do? You know, would you say I told you so? So he said, no, I won't say I told you so. But I sense that there's something. So both of us are not quite aligned. But because he respects my decision and he trusts it that I've taken enough research and judgment in this, he says, okay, I'm supporting you. So for this session, I think it's more the emotional bit that I want to process, because I'm feeling a bit, I guess in a way, a bit disappointed and also a bit worried that if this turns south, would it affect, you know, my relationship with my husband, or would it cause some resentment or some, I don't know, some negative thing coming out from it? Yeah.
Awesome. So I just want to make sure that I'm clear and sorry, you might hear the bell ringing. I apologize for that. But so for this session, is it that you want to get clarity on the emotions that you're feeling? Like, what do you want to walk away with? What would make this a successful session for you?
I think I said emotion and I said acceptance. I think it's more acceptance, because I know that my husband said he's 100% supporting me in this. But I think he's also dealing with something, because it's so different from how he would decide. It's like yin and yang. So the fact that he said he support me is taking a lot out of him. So it's like acceptance in myself that maybe I was a bit too enthusiastic to think that, hey, you know, I'm going to be like happy for you and I'm with you all the way. I didn't get that, because my husband's very rational and very practical. He was like, you know, processing it with me and throwing ideas out of me. But I heard him, but I was quite adamant. So it's more like accepting that this is the level of support that he can give me right now, and it is fine. And to take his word for it, that he would not resent my decision down the road, that it wouldn't cause any problems or any rift between us. Because now I'm feeling that I'm going ahead with it. I'm clear in my mind. I'm just a bit disappointed that he's not quite as enthusiastic and on the same page with me. And there is this fear at the back of my mind that, oh, you know, 6 months down the road, if it doesn't turn out as well, would it cause some tension between us? So it's more like accepting that this is the level of support he can give me right now, and it's okay. And you know, if down the road, whatever happens, I know we can talk through things because we've been married for more than 20 years now, and we've gone through quite a lot. So this is not something impossible to surmount if you know, it really causes some tension. But I don't feel that peace right now. So maybe towards the end of the session, I want to get closer to like, okay, I can accept this is the level of support he's giving me, and it's okay. Yeah, and have more of like a sense of peace about it.
Okay, so more of a sense of peace about it. That is very clear for me. What is in the way of your acceptance now?
Knowing him pretty well and knowing myself pretty well. So I'm not saying that he goes back on his word. He has never gone back on his word. But because he's even more introverted than me, there are times that he says one thing, but you know, the emotions that he keeps bottled up comes up in a completely different situation, but I know where it's coming from. So I guess what's keeping me from feeling this sense of peace and acceptance about a decision is past experiences of, you know, when we decided on things that when we agreed to disagree and it was fine. Later down the road, I could see that, you know, he wasn't fine and we had to process it and we had to do quite a lot of conversations about it. And we came out of it okay. But it's just that, you know, with life, the past experiences do build up your expectations or your kind of like, you can tell the future a bit, right or wrong, but you're doing that based on past experience. Yeah. So that's what's getting in the way. I want to really trust him when he says he supports me. And it's the best that he can do right now. I was like pushing him to say, can you say you're happy for me? And he didn't say it. So I got a bit frustrated. You know, even if he had just said it, it might make me feel a bit better. Or I might still suspect him like, oh, he's just saying it because I asked him to say it. Yeah, so it's past experiences, knowing how he processes his thoughts and emotions and how it sometimes comes up in a different way. Because things were not, I guess, things were not fully dealt with. Yeah.
So there are a number of ways that I think we could move forward. What feels like the right way to move forward for you in this conversation to help you kind of get to that place of acceptance?
Knowing that, well, kind of like really telling myself that he loves me. And through the years, he supported me a lot, and I have supported him a lot, even though I don't agree with some of the decisions he's made. But we've come out together stronger. So it's to bring that to the forefront. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying that now. I do feel it now. But there's still that little nagging feeling to say that, oh, he's going to say, or he's going to show that I told you so.
So should we play the worst case scenario game?
Ooh, that's scary. Okay. Because I have played it. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
If it gets too scary, let me know. We don't have to continue. So let's say the worst case scenario is the choice that you made doesn't work out. What happens?
I lose the money that I put in. And it is my money, which I've set aside. So there are still the savings for the kids and everything. So this is, in a way, money that I saved for investment. So I lose that. So it's the money. That's the worst case scenario in the investment bit. In the relationship with my husband, I'm just wondering whether at the back of his mind, he's like, you know, I wouldn't have done it. Because he said clearly last night, you know, if it's me, I won't do this. It's very different. Not that I'm doing anything funky. Actually, I think I'm doing something quite conservative, but it's not something he would do. Yeah, so I'm just thinking whether, yeah, he would feel that, you know, oh, you know, she really blew it. You know, she's lost all that money. Yes, it's hers, but it's still painful. And then when I go to him for support, I don't get that commiseration that I'm hoping for. And then maybe that also makes me lose confidence about future decisions. And maybe it causes a rift between us because I feel that, you know, you did say you're behind me and you're supporting me. And now when this happens, when I need you to be kind of like the stronger pillar because I'm getting a bit emotional about lost funds, you're not there for me. Yeah. So to me, it's not losing the money. It's not the worst case scenario. It's what pans out in the relationship, my husband. That's the worst case scenario.
Yeah. So what I can I share with you what I hear?
Sure.
What I hear?
Sure.
So I hear that his opinion on your choices matter. They have weight. And you, it sounds like you would want him to respect your choices and the decisions you make. And you know, if the worst case scenario happens, you want your partner there. You want him there to say, oh, commiserate with you. You use that word, right? It's a great word. And to be there as your pillar and to support you. Can we look at experience and history for a little bit?
Sure. I'm trying to think of an example. Yeah. So, yeah. I like what you said, that I want him to respect my decision. Yeah. I think he supports it because he knows that, you know, I'm quite clear on this, you know, there's clarity here. I'm not going to, despite, you know, him giving his ideas and other options, I said no. And yeah. So yeah, I'm not sure whether he respects my decision. I'm not sure whether respect is the right word, but I know that he wouldn't do it. Yeah. So that's that. We agree to disagree. So on a lot of things, like in the past, the way we've parented when we were younger parents, he was going one way, I was going the other way. And we got into a lot of arguments for that. Of course, that's the bigger topic because it's with the kid. And also this career choices. He took a career path. I was not really seeing why he did that, but he chose that at that point. So that was another big one. And that was the flip side. So if I look at that, I fully supported him and I sacrificed some aspects of my career to adjust for his because his needed longer hours and things like that. Yeah. And if I'm truly honest, I guess there were times that I'm thinking that if he had chosen another one, it would have been an easier path for us. But I hope it didn't come out as I told you so in the days. But because I know, I feel that, especially with decisions that I don't agree with him, it's just human. I feel sometimes that, you know, if he had taken another path, it would have turned out differently. Although maybe we don't know, but that's that feeling. So reflecting that on him, and I know that he internalizes a lot of things. So there could be that resentment coming up as well.
So that's a strong word, resentment coming up, or phrase. How do you feel the resentment is coming up in this situation? Or how might it be?
Be that distance. So the next time we talk about investments, and we do pool together, so mutual investments, if I make some points and then, you know, I'm just thinking whether in his mind he's like, oh, she made a bad choice about that investment. So now we're going in mutually as in with joint funds. There would be that, you know, resistance towards my decision or kind of like, oh, she can't make the wise choice because she's going on a different tangent and we might end up arguing and then we might just bring this up again. You know, remember what we did that time? Okay, you know, so we don't want to do that. So then I will get hurt and defensive. So all this is in my mind. It hasn't happened. Like you said, it's just what might happen. But all this is in my mind, which is causing me to feel unrest, you see, and not peace.
Yeah. So knowing that all of this is in your mind, what might help you gain a bit of peace and rest?
That he is doing the best that he can to support me. Imagine how hard it is. I'm trying to think now aloud. Imagine how hard it is to say, I support you. And he did say, I'm 100% supportive of this. You know, he said it. although the facial expression didn't show 100% support, but he said it, right? He said it. He's a very matter of fact type of person, so he said it. So it's actually understanding that this is as much as he can give me right now, because it's so different. Can you imagine you saying that, you know, Asha, you're saying, telling someone that I'm 100% supportive of you, although deep down inside, it's not something you will ever do. But the fact, you know, with integrity, you're saying I'm 100% supportive of you. That's a lot for a person to say, even for me, right? To tell someone that I'm 100% supportive of you, even though I think, you know, he didn't say what I'm going to do is wrong. He said that, you know, I can see that you really believe in this particular purpose of this investment. And, you know, I just go for it. He did say that. Yeah. But I think he doesn't believe in that purpose, or he doesn't see it that strongly, whereas I believe in the purpose like 110%. Yeah. So imagine, actually, it took a lot of him to say that. And he did it out of love, because there is no logical way. I mean, in his thinking, and it's very logical, there's no logical way he would say to his friend, I'm 100% supportive of this, when he doesn't agree at all. And because I'm his wife and he loves me so much, that's why he said, I'm 100% supportive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's to really hold on to that. And actually, the easy answer would be to take the face value of it, right? I didn't record it, but he did say that very clearly. So if I were to, like, if he starts getting resentful, I would say, hey, but you said you're 100% supportive. Yeah, I don't want to do that. But the easiest way for me to get from, you know, doubting and feeling unrest is to take it at face value, what he said. Because I tend to go behind it and dig a bit more and like, are you really supportive? You know, what's going on? The thinking process, you know, asking those questions, dig deeper and all that. But if I just take the face value of it and know that it comes from a place of love and of trust, and so actually I've got the support, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it. In his way, he's expressed it.
Yeah.
Are you able to accept his way of expressing support?
I am definitely more expressive in that sense. So all along the way he communicates, he's a man of few words, but his words, he holds to it. So maybe it's part of me that, you know, wants a bit more positive emotion from it, more wants more enthusiasm for it. I'm not going to get that. I mean, the reality, maybe that's why I'm struggling a bit, because I'm still hoping that I can get that. I can coerce him to be more, you know, enthusiastic about it. It's not working. So yes, if he says he's supportive, and in the past, as I reflect, he keeps to his word and he is supportive. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have about 2 minutes left of our time. What did you get from this conversation that's helping you toward, you know, having that sense of acceptance and peace and rest?
Go ahead and do it, and you know, not dissect what he said too much, and kind of like to take it at face value. And I know the past experiences were that maybe that's what's clouding, you know, my sense of peace. But we have both matured, both as individuals and as a married couple. And you know, we've been through a lot. So this one is actually quite small in the bigger scheme of things that we've gone through. Yeah. So it's more like, yeah, go ahead with it. He said he's supportive, and whatever happens, maybe I have to eat humble pie down the road. So fingers crossed, it doesn't turn out that bad. I know this climate is a bit risky. But I may have to eat humble pie, you know, and really, you know, tell him that, yeah, you know, I do appreciate you being supportive, but it didn't turn out well. Or if it turns out well, I also have to be mindful not to rub it into his face to say that. Yeah, but I'm actually, it's amazing. It's so simple that I can get the sense of peace if I just take his words for it without questioning what's behind it. Yeah.
Yeah. Jenny, thank you so much for allowing me to coach you today. Does this feel like a good place to stop? Like, do you feel complete at this point?
Yes, or- yes. Yeah. I definitely feel more settled. And I'm making the choice that I have to take the action today. So thanks really for this, Marsha. I'm really glad that we partnered together and walking through me with this thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. In the interest of time, we have a few moments left. You said you're going to take action today. What's that action that you're going to
Oh,
take?
that's the decision. That's the investment thing that I have to process that. Yeah. And after that, I will give him a text because he's at work now. I'll give him a text to say that I've done it. And tonight we will talk a bit more, but I think I will not push him to be like, oh, I'm so happy you did it. I don't, he couldn't say that. He couldn't. Yesterday I was asking, can you say I am happy for you? He couldn't say it. And I got a bit frustrated. Like, why can't you even say that? So I'm not gonna push him for that. But it's more like, okay, so I've done it and let's pray about it and then see how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Over to you, Carla.
All right, Marsha, great coaching. And so how do you feel?
I feel good. Jenny's very easy to coach. It's always easy to coach coaches, right? Because we start at a different playing field, I feel. So she's very, as she said, she's very self-aware. So I felt like it was easy to coach Jenny.
And thank you, Jenny, for your time today. I was able to thank you before I went to Marsha. Marsha, how do you feel you did on your goal?
I think I definitely was able to clarify where she wanted to end up. First starting with getting settled and accepting, and initially I wasn't clear on where she wanted the acceptance. Getting clarity that she wanted to accept his, how he supports her and his level of support. So that felt like we were able to clarify that. So I felt good about that.
Is there anything that you feel you want to do better or address for your next sessions?
Is there anything that I think I had a lot of questions that I wasn't connected to deeply in terms of need to ask that question, but that I felt could potentially help Jenny gain more insights. And it was just a matter of time. I think 20 minutes is always a little bit difficult. And so her being able to get to a point where she was able to understand his level of support and feel like she could accept that, that's what she wanted. So good for that. Yeah.
Aside from the time that you mentioned, is there anything that was getting in the way for you to be able to evoke this insight that you wanted or probe deeper?
Was there anything in the way to evoke the insight? Well, no, I think the reason why I say I'm not connected to the question is that I guess I believe that she's going to generate the insight that's important for that she's able to generate in that moment. It's not for me to think and be connected to what I think could be the insight. It is the insight that she generates. So I believe she was able to generate insights, and so I guess check mark, if you will. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Do you think there was anything in the way of it?
Maybe I will share that with you later.
Okay.
Is there anything that you overall in your coaching session today, do you feel that is there anything that you need to address or would like to address?
Well, sorry, I don't think I understand. What do you mean?
Oh,
Is there
sorry,
anything?
is there anything that you would like to work on or improve on overall?
I definitely there was one point where I noticed I could have given her more time for silence. I had reflected to her, and I could have given her a moment of silence to just take that in and process it and think about it. And she took it, she took it, right? She definitely created that space for her. So I would say definitely, yeah, I would say that.
Okay. Is there anything else that comes to you when you think about this coaching session?
No, I think I'm a little bit distracted because I'm curious what your thoughts are.
Oh, okay. Well, my thoughts, I think you did really well, Marsha. I think you did really well in your coaching. So congratulations on that. You said that you wanted to establish and maintain agreement. I think everything went well on that. You were able to ask her, and you asked me in the beginning of our mentorship, as you said, you wanted specific examples. So let me support you on that. And you said, you asked her what would, first of all, you checked in with her. I think what's really great, because you established the trust and that openness, where she shared about her previous, I think your previous coaching experience. And then you asked her what would make this section successful for you. And then you ask, you explored what would get in the way when she mentioned it, what would get in the way. And then you directed it towards what feels right for you on how to move forward. So you brought it to where the client wanted to bring. You said, I have several ideas on where we can move forward, but I would like to ask you what feels right for you. So those were the exact words that you used. And you were very connected. So moving from the establishing and maintaining agreement, you were very connected to the client, Marsha, where you picked up words where she would say a lot of things, expressing her thoughts, but you would pick up what was important. Specific examples with this, when you picked up the word resentment, that I heard you say resentment. And then you also said, knowing that this is going on in your mind, what would give you peace? So you picked up on that. I mean, there were so many things that she was saying, and that you picked up on what was important. I think, which is a really great skill, a valuable skill for your clients, Marsha. And then you also asked at the end, even if you had a few moments only, it's like, what would taking action moving forward look like? So you were able to establish accountability and move her towards a forward action already coming from where she was. So I think it was really great coaching there. So really great job, Marsha. How do you feel about this inputs?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I think it's easy with Jenny, but I think it'll be easy with anyone. I've only coached Jenny in this group, and it's I've been working on really maintaining the coaching presence versus going into this hybrid mode, and so I think the reason why I wanted to work on the agreement was to help me situate myself in that coaching presence. So, thank you for that. It felt
And the coaching process was really, really very strong. I felt you really, really connected to Jenny, and really picking up the words that were important, the thoughts and themes, and not just the words, but really just allowing her to, sensing where she was and what was important to ask her. So again, really wonderful coaching on that. And for me, if I may share with you an opportunity that I saw or that I observed, is that okay?
Yeah, of
So,
course.
yeah. So on the establishing and maintaining agreement, as you said, you wanted support on, is that I said you did all the steps, and I think you were able to establish that. Perhaps one thing that would support Jenny's goal and your goal of that particular competency is to ask her what was meaningful or valuable for her to be able to, if she achieved this goal or what she could accomplish in this.
It's a good one.
So I think that would really enhance more and get to the point where, what do you really want to establish here? What do you really want to accomplish? That's basically it that I saw. How do you feel about this,
No,
Marsha?
it's a good one, especially because and Jenny said this herself. Jenny, so sorry to talk about you in the third person. I know you're here, but it feels weird. Jenny said it herself, that she is a bit more expressive and emotional. And so I think really connecting the purpose of the call to what would be meaningful would absolutely be a great way to cement the agreement. I think that's a really, really good one. Thank you so much.
And then I know that maybe if I may add just one little thing. I think it was really great the way that you were able to establish it. It really felt that you were connected to Jenny. Like you knew what was going on. You knew the best ways to ask her. This may be something that may add or layer to the success would be possibly to explore what she needs to address, because she talked a lot about I talked a lot about awareness and her resentment and her own judgment and what she needed, expectations. And I think you did pick up on her own expectations. She talked a lot about her expectation towards how she wants her husband to react, to observe, and to accept. And so when I was, I guess I was just, when you were just sharing about how it was for you, is to perhaps explore, you know, what she needs to address internally.
Yeah.
Or what she needs to address to be able to achieve what she, to get that peace and acceptance.
Yeah.
You know, what needs to share or what needs to be addressed in her to get that. So that's basically it. You did explore a bit on that. And just maybe to do it a little, maybe probe a little bit deeper on that. And that's basically it. But I think overall, you did really great. You got to her to a place of even, you know, an awareness of where she was and what she needed to do for herself to be able to bring in that peace and acceptance. So great, great, great coaching, Marcia.
Thank you. And this is when I was just like, can we get 30 minutes even? Because that minutes, I was just like,
oh. I think you did really well on the 20 minutes that you had. Is there anything that you would like me to support you on as we wrap up our mentor coaching today?
Well, this was good. This was good. I think you brought up some great points. I love the additional question in the agreement about, about what is meaningful. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great point. And then, yeah, there was so many themes to explore in what Jenny was saying. And I was just like, oh, I wish we could just have a good hour conversation.
Oh, you did so well in your 20 minutes, Marcia. So yeah, you deserve a pat on the back. Very, very connected, very masterful coach. Great job, Marcia.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You for- Thank you for allowing me this time with you.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, I think now you're with
Sherry.
Okay, Carla, nice work. Really nice mentoring. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Okay, good. There you are on my screen. Yes. Okay, thank you. That was really nice. You wanted to listen actively. Mm-hmm. You wanted to focus on the strengths of the coach, mm-hmm. and also support her with her goal. How did you do? What do you think?
I think I did well on that. There were times when I was listening and, you know, I was jotting down a lot of ideas, but I just wanted to focus on her strengths. And so I think I was able to achieve that goal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you did a great job of focusing on her strengths. So you gave her a lot of acknowledgement. And you gave her those specific examples that she had asked for. You know, you made sure to do that. So I think you did that so well. Yeah, at the beginning, nice tee up, asking her how she wanted to be supported and how you could support her. And what did she need to focus on more for her goal? So that was a great question for her. Good, 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 good. I'm sorry, I've lost my notes here. Here they are. Okay. All right. So yeah, so I think you did a really good job. You, at the beginning, you made sure to ask her, how do you feel you did on your goal? And would there be anything you'd want to do better for next time? You ask her that question. Is there anything or anything in the way to probe deeper? I think you asked. She said, well, you know, I don't know. I'm wondering what you think. And you said, well, I'll share that later with you. And then you went on. I think that's fine. I guess I'm going to offer to you to maybe consider to share at that point when she asked you. Okay. Only because in the spirit of sort of being conversational and having this, you know, level playing field, sharing back and forth, just something to consider to do that at that moment. Does that make sense, Carla?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. I wasn't sure. It's like I wanted to jump in, but I was like thinking in coaching, we would allow the client to think and it might get, I was actually in the cusp for, should I tell her? But I was wondering if it would get in the way of her expressing what she really thought if I jumped in and gave my opinions right away. So in the caption that I was like trying to balance, you know, what was the benefit or what was the impact if I did that?
Right. I understand. Yeah. And that's always a little bit of a dance, right? But I think you had shared enough up to that point, and then you'd ask her enough questions, and she had shared quite a bit. And I just think at the, you know, it may have been good to go ahead and share when she asked you for it. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Okay.
That's
Yeah,
really
you're
helpful.
welcome. You're welcome. Yes. And then she said, okay, what are your thoughts? Finally, she got to that point. You said, oh, you did so well. And then again, you gave those great examples of questions that she asked, Carla. You said, what would make this successful for you? What would get in the way? What feels right for you? You know, you gave her those specific questions as feedback, those specific examples. You acknowledged her for being connected to her client, for picking up the word resentment, and you really acknowledged that skill that she has. And yeah, I thought you really did that piece well. And then you asked her, what do you feel about this input? So again, and really engaging her, which is such a big part of mentoring, as we know. Yeah. What do you think about me giving you this feedback right now?
Are you asking me or just
Yeah,
the,
I am.
it feels good that you noticed it, and thank you. It's an opportunity for me to always grow.
Okay, good, good. Yes, her coaching presence you acknowledged. And then you asked to share an opportunity, which I thought you did that so nicely, just really gracefully asking, you know, for her, asking her if you could share. And I think that you picked up something really well, really good that was an opportunity for Marcia in her coaching in this session, and really gave that, you know, shared that with her. And she was able to, then you were able to talk with her about that. So I think that was also done really well. And you made sure she was complete. You know, you use the time so well. She used her 20 minutes so well, and you used your 10 minutes so well. Of course, we're going to have a little bit longer, you know, when we're working with our clients, when we're working with our mentees, it won't be such an abbreviated session. But yeah, I think overall, you really did a nice job of being conversational, of acknowledging well, and what did you did what you wanted, which was really focusing on the strengths of the coach. And that's important. So yeah.
Thank
What
you,
do you
Sherry.
you're welcome. What are you taking away for yourself from our brief chat here, Carla?
I guess taking away really on supporting the client on what needs to shift. Like she was very easy to mentor because she's very aware. Her goal was also very easy. But what I'm really taking away is just really being presently and listening and focusing on the strengths. In that latter part, I feel that some of my questions were like didn't land well, like she had to clarify. So what I'm taking away from that is to be more specific and clear about the questions that I'm asking.
Okay, good. That's a great pickup. Yeah. All right, wonderful. Thank you so much, Carla. Really nice
Thank
work.
you.
Yeah, thank you. Let's bring Marcia back for a minute and just check in with you. Marcia, what's your feedback for your mentor today?
Carla, it was really easy to be mentored by you. You have a very easy style. I love that you customized the feedback to how I wanted it, which was very specific. That was really helpful. I love the suggestions that you gave and the opportunities. That felt really good as well.
Okay, good. Thanks, Marcia. Yeah, thanks for good coaching also. Okay, good.
Great.
All right. So, you know, typically now we're going to go back to the other group and sort of sneak in quietly. And then, so, but what I'd like to, I just want to give you a moment right now. If there's anything you noticed here in this in this mentoring that you know, want to mention, you want to acknowledge, or you have a question about, just take a note right now. And then after the end of the next hour, you know, we'll have that time for all of us together for people to share reflections or ask any questions. So just take a moment before we leave here, just to note if there's anything that's standing out for you or that you have a question about. Okay, so I'm just going to alert Jamie that we're coming back. And let's hold on just one moment. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and everybody, if we can just all turn our videos off as we leave this room and rejoin the other room. Okay, and we'll see you over there. Thank you. Okay, and we're back. All right, so for this triad, we have Carla coaching Dag, and Jenny, you are the mentor. Okay, good. So Jenny, what are you thinking about today for your mentoring?
The first time I mentored, Jamie gave me feedback that to make it more conversational. Yeah. So I think it was conversational enough and she agreed, but it's just, there were times when I think it was me giving more the flow, so like you were saying early in the earlier session, the flow, it's kind of a balance, how much or how little. So I would like you to listen when I give my mentoring feedback to Carla. Whether I'm really in the more conversational flow while still giving value to Carla. So it's not like a chit chat, right? You want it conversational at the same time, you want to give what the mentee has asked for. So yeah, that's one thing. And then to really listen to what Carla needs as a coach in terms of like her development goals. Yeah. So more
Listen to,
conversational. So to listen to Carla's needs, like I'll
yes.
ask her what she needs. And then to really help her develop, because we all have our ideas how the mentee should develop, but that's us, right? So it's a bit more focusing on what she really needs. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
More conversational and really tuning into color.
Okay. Very good. Sounds great, Jenny. All right. So as you know, you're just going to take a couple minutes with Carla. Then she will coach for 20 minutes and you have about 10 minutes for your mentoring. Okay?
Sure, thanks.
Okay, please go ahead.
Okay, I'm looking because I'm trying to find you, Carla. Hi. So yeah, and that's like yeah. Hi. So I know that you've been mentored before by many mentors. So would like to find out from you what would you want from me as your mentor for this short session today?
I guess to support me in giving me feedback on any strengths that I have and in areas where if you notice anything that I need to improve on, or notice something that I can do to be able to make the session more powerful.
Okay. Thanks, Carla. And those are very big areas, strengths, things to improve on, and the whole coaching process. I'm just wondering when you said strengths, areas to improve, are there anything specific in mind?
Thank you for asking that, Jenny. I would like to focus on listening actively to customize my question on about the client situation and I guess inquiring about noticing any shifts or any emotions that are surfacing. And then I'd also like to focus on evoking awareness to be able to support the client to generate their own insights.
And if you were to mentor yourself and to recognize your strengths, what would your top strengths be?
Well, it depends. It really varies from session to session, but I think I'm pretty strong on those, maintaining presence and evoking awareness. But I still want to continuously do it all the time with different kinds of clients.
Sounds like you are a very versatile coach, From your own relaying of your strengths, yeah. And if you could think of an area to spot, in terms of like growth area, what comes to mind?
I think it's establishing silence, allowing the client to give them the space to think and to process. That's where I can improve more on to slow down the pace with the client because I tend to speak fast and move fast, and I always have to be mindful about matching the energy of the client.
Okay, great. Before I let you go and then start coaching, any last thoughts so that I can really support you here?
Oh, not really. Thank you.
Okay, great. So I will go off mute and turn off my video and off you go.
All right. Hi, Doug. Thank you, Jenny.
Hello,
Yeah,
thank you.
it's good morning to us, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's very early morning. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine with 1 hour more to sleep before I join the session. I feel great.
Yeah, I know. It's same thing happened to me. I woke up early this and oh, it's daylight saving time. I have another hour.
Yes, thanks to the
Great.
daylight saving.
Yeah, so we have that in common. So, Doug, during our session today, we have 20 minutes to be able to focus on your goal. What would you like to achieve that would be meaningful for you?
Well, I would like to talk about my professional networking, and find if I can get some insight during our coaching today to how to improve my professional networking.
Oh, okay. And what would be the success metrics that you would like to have by the end of our session with regards to improving your networking? What would be the success metrics,
Oh,
Doug?
okay.
How would you know that you would have been able to accomplish that?
Well, I see this a very broad topic to me, 'cause it might cover the network I already have and the network I want to create in the future. By end of this session, I would like to get one or two idea how I can start to focus on those people in my network, and maybe set a priority list how I can make deeper relationship with those people. Maybe that's one thing I want to achieve by end of this session. Is
Okay.
that re rational?
Oh, so what I'm hearing from you, seems very rational to me. And what I'm hearing from you that you want to get 1 to 2 ideas on how you can improve your networking relationships and then to come up with a priority list by the end of our session. Did I get this correct?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, great. And so I'm curious to know, Doug, if you were able to deepen these relationships with your networks, what would it mean for you?
I think this means a few things to me. First, I think I'm in a watershed point in my career. I'm looking for expedite my second curve of my career. So the network I already built in the past 2 decades, my need to my still be a very valuable asset to me. However, I'm not quite sure are they still so valuable for my second curve of my career. So I think this is a good time to review my network and see who to keep and who else to left, so that I can use my time and energy efficiently. So that is one thing. And second thing is I'm not sure the way I build my network is still valid. Do I need to take some new way of building a network for my second curve of career, or I can just stick to the way the usual way I build my network. Would that work? I'm not sure. And that to be honest, I'm a little bit nervous and anxiety because I don't want to take too much risk to take new way of building network and suddenly I waste my time. That is small thing, but maybe I might not successfully build a new part of a network successfully. And at the same time, lose a few valuable, acquaintance or of a network during the same time. So, I want to be careful to move forward. So that is another. I think that means a lot to me as well.
Thank you for sharing that, Doug. I'm also curious to hear, you mentioned second curve a lot of times. Before we explore your ideas on how to move forward, can you paint me a picture of what this ideal second curve would look like? Like if you were successful in what you wanted to do, how would that pan out?
Okay, this is the way I define my second curve. My first curve is my career in corporate life.
Mm-hmm.
During the past more than two decades, I start my career in engineer, and then frontline supervisor, move to manager, plant manager, and I also have a time to work in United States for several years, and I also was a head of a production or manufacturing as a VP. So this is my first curve in corporate life. But my second curve, I define that is I take advantage, I leverage my experience and the skill I built in corporate to serve more people who needs my help or assistance to avoid some pitfalls so they can have a more successful career.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the second curve. So there are several roles that I can play, such as a business coach, or management consultant, trainer, mentor, this role can help a lot of people more than I work in a corporate. So I'm excited about this second curve. And in order to ensure that I have a good start of the second curve, well, actually I already invest a lot of time resource in my second curve. Networking definitely is one of the key factors. So that is my interpretation.
Okay, so I have some questions come to mind as you were sharing, and thank you. I think that you painted a really great picture of your second curve, and I want to honor that desire to be able to use your experiences to be able to support more people, as you said. So two questions come to mind, and I wanted to ask you what would be relevant for you to pursue. The first one is really to who are this, as you mentioned, different roles as a business coach, management consultant, trainer, mentor. Who are these people that you want to help? That's my first thought. The second one is, what are your ideas to be able to build your network?
Yeah.
Would be relevant for you to pursue at this point?
Yeah, who to help? This is definitely an important question to ask myself. There are well, more than 90% of the company in mm-hmm. Taiwan is classified as a small to medium mm-hmm. Company mm-hmm. Who hire employee maybe less than 50 or mm-hmm. less than 100. It's small mm-hmm. one, mm-hmm. But they have a good, the owner have very strong intention to provide excellent product or service. Mm-hmm. However, they might not have a good resource to learn such as how to manage a company, mm-hmm. how to transform their business, mm-hmm. and how to build a strong team, mm-hmm. how to motivate their employee, mm-hmm. or how to make a great customer service. Mm-hmm. But those group are the ones that I would like to help in my second career. Mm-hmm. And I think that those group are also the priority target to build network. Mm-hmm. So that is the first one. And I'm sorry, what is your second question?
Oh, the again? Second question was just a choice, which is very related to what you said, is that now that mm-hmm. you've painted a picture of who you want to help, which is the people in the SME business, 50 mm-hmm. to 100 yep. employees, and you define their pain points, you know, mm-hmm. how to build yep. business, build customer service, operations, empower their people, mm-hmm. develop their people. Since you clearly define them, my next question is related to that, is that who would who in your network, or what kind of people in your network would support you to be able to reach this people?
Oh, okay. I think that is also why I'm here to talk with you, my coach. I really have no idea mm-hmm. who in my network at this moment can help me to move forward with my in my second curve. Mm-hmm. I really have not too many ideas. Mm-hmm. I know a few guys in my network who is quite high profile in their own industry. Mm-hmm. Some are president or CEO. Some are good in the some are moving upfront in their career, but I just don't have a good idea if they are really good or appropriate lead for me to start to expand my network. And also I'm afraid to make them feel suspicious why I start to doing something different mm-hmm. when I communicate with them. Mm-hmm. So I really have no idea. Mm-hmm.
And if you knew what the answer was on how best to communicate with them, what would you do?
Sorry, Carla, I didn't hear well again.
Sorry, let me repeat that, Dad. If you said that you had no idea on how to proceed with your current network, mm-hmm. what might be getting in the way, Dad, for you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's about myself. I, in the past, I view this network as just like build a network of friends, mm-hmm. nothing to do with a career or business. I think that is not ethical. And I think that is the one thing that get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And second thing is, I found I didn't invest too much time to learn these people in my network. I know their name, what they are, what they are doing, what company they are working for. Maybe a few about their family, or kids or pets, for a few selected close friend, but nothing to do with business. I think that is ethical, not ethical, if I leverage the relationship in my business intention. So pretty much it's about myself. But actually, I appreciate you ask that, because I didn't have a try to contact them and let them know what I'm thinking. Oh, I need your help because I'm in my second curve, and I want your help to expand my network so I can grow my business. I haven't had the courage or chance to ask them. I think that is another thing that getting in the way. I'm not sure if that is rational or it's just me.
So I heard you say some things that were getting in the way. What do you think is, what would you like to do about this?
Well, I think there are at least maybe two ways I can try. The first thing is I just ask. I just ask one of my two friends as an experiment. And I know this close friend trusts me, willing to help without any condition. Maybe I can ask them, hey, this is what I'm thinking, and could you help me to expand my network, such as introduce a few, owners to me, and then I can start to use them as a initial lead to gradually build my business. Maybe that is a safe way to do it. Okay. And those friends will say, no problem. Or say, that is a bad idea. Forget about it. And they will not hurt our relationship, right? They will not give too much damage. And another way is just doing some cold call, I guess. Like I have I would attend some local conference or some meeting to exchange the name card with a few people and build some basic relationship and start to follow with frequent contact on communication. Maybe that is another way, but this is this would take a lot of time and the money as well as energy to build a whole new network. And I'm hesitant to do that because I'm not sure that is worth to invest so much time to do it. So there are two ways, I think, at this moment.
Is there a third way that you can explore? Because you said there are
two ways. Yeah, I think there are. My brother-in-law, as well as my sister-in-law, who are executive leaders in their company, this company are big in Taiwan, in electronic industry. One is president, and my brother-in-law is president to his company, and my sister-in-law is a chief operation officer in her company as well. I certainly can leverage the relationship and ask them to introduce a few of their network with me. And that certainly will not damage the relationship as well. Mm-hmm. After all, we are family.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I think this is the third way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is also, there are several advantages to do that. First, mm-hmm. They trust me and they want to see me successful. And they would not cause anything because this already there, the network is already there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe my wife will be happy as well for me to speak up. Hey, I need help. Mm-hmm. So just give me a few names so I can start to contact.
Mm-hmm.
But but I think that is a third way. But I think I will put it in my experiment as well.
Mm-hmm.
This definitely will be very, very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when my brother introduced his network to me, the business owner would be very happy to collaborate with me.
Mm-hmm.
That is the power of networking.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, I would like to try myself
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Without any too much external support.
Mm-hmm.
My vague proud of to be a man to show, hey, I can do it. I can build my own network without any support. But I think that is just very ridiculous. And that is a funny thought.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, to be a rational person, I think all three ways of to build network would be in my pocket to do it. Yeah.
And so are you happy with these ideas for now, for our session? Would this be a good place to end our session today?
Yeah, I think so. I feel good when I speak out. Asian, especially Chinese people or Taiwanese people would like to save face. And if I ask for help, somehow it shows my weakness. And I just need to challenge my thought and find evidence or convince myself this is not true. Asking for help is not shameful.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, people who I ask for help will be very happy to give a hand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have nothing to lose, right?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So I'm happy to talk with you, and I'm glad I speak out.
Thank you, Dag. And as we wrap up our session, we've already gone a bit over time, Dag. Thank you for sharing that insight and that realization. Okay. What would you be doing differently as a result of this insight of yours?
I think I would start to contact a few close friends and ask a few a favor from them to share their network or introduce a few business owner with mm-hmm. me, so I can start to contact and see if this working.
Mm-hmm.
Then, on top of that successful experience, I was start to use my family relationship to expand more. Mm-hmm. But I at this moment, I think I will be just putting a limit resource, time, energy to do it. After all, I'm still a full-time worker in corporate. Mm-hmm. But very soon I would off from the corporate mm-hmm. life and have my own company or start a new career. So maybe it is good for me to start to put some limit resource to do it mm-hmm. at this moment. So that is the thing I can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thank you for sharing that you know your okay. second curve. I'm very excited for your second curve. I wish you all the luck. And I want to honor you for expressing yourself, for
thank
being
you.
Vulnerable to share with me your thoughts and
great.
Your challenges, as you said, as a Chinese man, as you said. Thank you for allowing me to support you today, Dad.
Great. Thank you. Thank you,
Carla.
Thank
you also, Jenny.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Dad. So, Carla, yeah, how do you feel?
Oh gosh, I went over time. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
Struggling a bit.
You looked a bit stressed towards the end.
Yeah, so like, oh sorry. Gosh, I'm like going over time. But
Calm down a bit.
I think, I wanted to practice more listening actively and evoking awareness. The listening actively is really giving him the space, trying to just allow him to articulate his thoughts. Not even trying to hold off. So I think I did well on that part. On the evoking awareness part, he's very easy to coach because he's very self-aware. So he would like share his own thoughts without a bit of prompting. I mean, even if I didn't ask the questions, he would share. So I think there was a bit of awareness there. I wish that I had a little more time. I wish I was able to maximize the time that I had to probe more on. He mentioned a lot of things like courage, fear, his own premises about networking. So I wish I had a little. I wish that I was able to explore a little bit more of that.
Yeah, Carla, I hear you. There is that tension, right? Because you want to give that space and you allowed him a lot of space. And I know that I can see, you know, that you held yourself back in terms of like really shooting the questions at him. So you gave that space. And like you said, he's very self-aware. So he worked through he processed a lot of his thoughts when he verbalized them. Yeah. So how do you think your the flow of your coaching session went with him? Because I know you were a bit stressed towards the end about running over time, but overall, how do you feel about the flow?
I think it was okay because it allowed him to, I mean, if I base it on his, on what he wanted to create, he was able to achieve his ideas. He was able to sort out what was getting in the way. And so I think overall, it went well.
Okay. So I know you asked me to look out for the fact that you listen actively and you customize your questions to suit the client and in order to create, to evoke awareness. So you definitely did that. And in terms of like the first part, you created rapport very easily because, you know, there was lightness, you know, when you both talked about daylight saving. So the connection was there quite immediate. And then about the agreement, you summarized Dax's goal very well. I can see that as a strength because all throughout he had a lot to say, and each time after he paused, you summarized it very well, and then you followed up with a question. So you had strong questions which caused him to move into greater awareness. One of the questions that I found was that, what does it mean to deepen the relationships within his network? And then he started thinking about his existing network and what was there. Definitely the question on what is the second curve? What does the second curve look like? That went him to visualize his second phase in his career. And the beautiful question that you've put in, which was very short, but which got him going a long way, is what's getting in the way? It was just that. It was just that simple question, that got. So that's definitely your strength as summarizing very well and really following up with very clear questions to move your client forward. What do you think about my observation here?
Thank you, Jenny, for that feedback. I appreciate it.
Okay. What do you think, I'm going to ask you that, what do you think you'd be doing differently, you know, if you could with more time? Because that's why you asked Dag at the end. So now over to you. What do you think you'd do differently?
I think internally, it's really about letting go of some, like, there were things that I wanted to go where I wanted to go and just, you know, just letting it go more. Surrendering that this is where he wants to go and exploring that. Like there were certain things that he said that I wanted to focus more on. But I just asked him, you know, where do you want to go this, where it is. So where I would improve more on is, I guess that surrender part, you know, just being more present surrendering to where he wants to go. That's one. The two is clarity of question in the end. Like I asked a question and then when he couldn't, Either he didn't hear it or he couldn't understand, I changed it. So that worked better than the second question. So I think that's more formulating the question in a way that the client will understand better.
You definitely let go of that. Yes, the first question was, if you know the answer to, you know, that networking strategy, what would you do? And I think that stumped him a bit. Then you moved on to that beautiful question. What is getting in your way? And it's simple, but then it served that same thing. So I'm just wondering, you're saying that there were things that came up that you wanted to explore, but you kind of hold yourself back. What would, if you had more time and, you know, what would those things that you would be exploring?
Well, two things. He explored about his premise that networking is bad, that networking is unethical, like exploring a relationship. So I wanted to ask him, is there anything that needs to shift for you in your mindset about the way that you look at relationship that will support you? Or how does this mindset or thinking about your belief about networking get in the way of you achieving your goal? So that would one thing that I wanted to explore. The second was about courage, because he said that I don't have the courage. So I wanted to ask him, well, what would courage look like for you in this particular instance? If you were working from courage, what would you do? But then he didn't answer it. I mean, he did come up with the three things. He processed himself without me asking what courage would look like. And he did share about him as a man, thinking that he could do this alone. And he did identify that, no, I now realize that I don't need to do it alone. So just really just letting it go, because he was able to get to arrive at it without my asking the question.
That's very beautiful observation about your own coaching. And, you know, as your mentor, I would like to pose this challenge to you. So the next time you go into a session, whether with Dag or anyone else, and then this kind of thing comes up, you know, just go with it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know that it's like really putting yourself out there, because it's there, right? You spotted it. And if you spotted it, just go with your gut and then just go with it. Ask him, like, you know, if... you know, you mentioned about courage, you know, what would make you feel courageous? Or if you had the courage, what would that look like, you know, in terms of networking? And there was also that belief thing, right? That he had that belief about networking is bad. Yeah. I found a similar angle to it as well, because you said that you want to see whether, first establishing silence, you did that beautifully. And another one was matching the client's energy. So there were times that Dag in the beginning said he's anxious, you know, if he does networking in a wrong way, so it ties in with what you said, networking is bad, he might jeopardize his existing network. And after that, midway, he also mentioned something about he was afraid also about jeopardizing the network. So there were emotions there. And I know you held space and you kept calm as he was going. But then there was a later part when he talked about his brother and sister, brother-in-law and sister-in-law, the energy shifted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could consider catching that, the energy shift, and actually, you know, asking that question. I see an energy shift here. You know, what's coming up for you? You seem lighter. And then you pose that question. It could reinforce the belief that he doesn't have to tough it out alone. He can ask for help. So that's just an area that, you know, perhaps explore a bit more. Go with your gut. And then when you spot this energy shift, go with it with a question and see where it takes you. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's aligned to what I was so conscious in the end. I wanted to explore that shift, but it was already 22 minutes. So it's like, oh, it's 22 yes. minutes. Should I let it go or should I explore it or just move to the action? So it was a decision that I said, just move to the action instead of exploring, because I didn't want to cost everyone the time over time. So that is a challenge that that I'm seeing coming up a lot of times, is that in a situation where Doug is very self-aware, my client is very self-aware, and has a lot of thoughts. My challenge has always been, how do I keep time? How do I keep time in a way that honors his thoughts, but allows him to move to where he wants to go, but at the same time uncover the thoughts within 20 minutes? And that's a challenge for me, is really how do I do that, right? Not to cut him off, but to allow him to focus his attention to a certain part. So that's it. I think that's a challenge that I'm asking and would like to practice more of in our next sessions.
Mm-hmm. You have the wonderful strength of summarization and providing powerful observations. Leverage on that, you know. Summarize as what you did so beautifully in this session, and then ask a simple question after that. You know, I'm sure your client will pick up from there, because when there's power in hearing such a concise observation and then summary, and he evoked his own awareness. So he definitely, you know, helped him evoke awareness even in this very short session. Yeah. So any I guess final thoughts before we close our very short mentoring session?
No, I am good. Thank you, Jenny, for your very insightful observations and your support today.
Thank you, Carla. Okay, Sherry, I'm done.
Yeah, okay, good, Jenny. Thank you. Nice work. Yeah, really nice mentoring. Thank you. All right, how was it for you, this mentoring session?
Again, just like what Carla said about Dag, Carla is very self-aware. So when she was going through her strengths and her kind of like a little growth area, if she had more time. So it's not actually a growth area, it's just something that she would want to explore more. She's picked up on that, you know, the mindset about networking. And that was something I picked up. So I didn't raise that, because she already picked it up. So that's why I raised about the energy. So it's easy mentoring session, because she provided a lot of the detailed strengths and you know, what she would do differently herself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was a great conversation of mentoring, I would say. Yeah. And that's what you wanted to do.
Yes.
Yes, you wanted to be more conversational while giving value, and also really be focusing on what Carla wanted. Yeah, and you did that. And I think that you also provided some nice comments, opportunities for growth. And that's important as a mentor, because, you know, you mentioned at the beginning, Jenny, that it's important to focus on what the mentee wants. Absolutely. And it's also our job to notice things that we might want to share with our mentee, right? What stood out for us as a mentor? Mm. What could they do better? What are some opportunities? Maybe not better, but in a new way.
Different.
Yeah. Different, a new way. And what are those opportunities? So that's definitely part of our job. And I think you did that here. Yeah. So nice work, of course, asking how she did. And she talked about listening actively and evoking awareness. And then you ask her about the flow. How did that feel? So good question there. And then you really acknowledged her. And you said, you know, you asked me to look out for, I think, how you customize something like that.
Was customize that questions to evoke awareness. Yeah.
Right. And you mentioned her agreement and how, you know, how she summarized that. And you said that's a real strength of yours. And I thought it was too. Thought she did a great job setting the agreement in this session. So I'm glad that you really brought that forward and made sure to acknowledge for that. Did you remember doing that, Jenny?
I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
I need to watch the recording again.
Oh, okay. you did a nice job with that, I think. Yeah.
I remember acknowledging her for her strength in summarizing, because she was very good, you know, in really getting to the crux of the matter and summarizing it and offering it back to the client, and the client got more awareness from that.
So nice work there. You mentioned her question, what's getting in the way. That was another example you gave her. And then you asked her, what do you think about my observations? So bringing in that conversational element, you know, having this, having a really, I used it last time, that concept of a level playing field, right? Mm. You're both working together. And that's really what good mentoring is, working together with your mentee. I think you did a really nice job with that. You ask her some questions, what would you be doing different with more time, something like that.
Mm.
And then you said, I want to pose that challenge for you to just go for it, go with your gut.
Mm.
And again, that was the place I think that you were bringing in an opportunity and sharing something new that she might try and inviting her to do that. So I like the way you said that, you know, the way you approached that. Yeah. You acknowledge her silence and then you again acknowledged her strength of summarizing and supported her in leveraging that. And I think you're right. She has a very, she has a strong skill, this coach, Carla does, with summarizing. So that was a really great notice and a great pickup on your part, Jenny, as the mentor. Yeah, nice work. So overall, very nice job. Yeah,
Thank you.
What would you add to your mentoring? What would you do differently next time? What are your thoughts around that?
I don't know, because it's dependent on the mentee, right? So Carla, I think she felt this approach was good. Personally, I think I would like to try a bit more structure, you know, like really going through the strengths and stopping, asking for what they think, and then growing then into the area of growth. So I know that then that's the balance, right? Because you want it conversational, and this felt right. But at the same time, I'm just wondering with another mentee, whether a more structured approach, like what you and Jamie were saying, like always talk about strengths first, then move to growth, kind of like have that clear split so it's not going intermingled. Yeah, so I don't know. I might try that with another mentee, if that is that what mentee was. But, you know, hearing from Carla, I think she found it useful the way it went, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yeah, that's a good point. And you can try different structures, obviously. And every mentee is different. So you'll find your own way with each person. Yeah. So good. Okay. So good. Okay, anything else you're taking away from our really brief talk here?
So similarly to what I said to Carla, I would like to go more with the gut as well, which is what I did here. So I kind of let go, like, oh, I need to have that structure. So I let go of that intertwine it a bit. Yeah.
Okay, good. I support that. Nice work. Okay, good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's check with Carla. Carla, what was it like to be mentored by Jenny today?
Well, it was very helpful to see it from a third perspective. So I appreciate it.
Good. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you all. Thanks for good coaching also, Carla. And thanks, Dag, for being the client. Susan, the observer. So, yes. All right, good. So just notice if you have any questions, comments, we're going to all come back to the big group and we'll talk together. So let's go ahead and go back let's enter quietly. So videos off as we enter the room. Okay. Thank you.